Okay, it's 2:27 p.m. It's July 8th. I'm holed up at the Elizabeth Brooks shelter. There's a real tough slog up to here from Highway 112. It's only about 7.5 miles, but very difficult terrain. And I stopped at the shelter here because it started to rain, and you might be able to hear the rain pattering on the roof here. I was going to go up another 4 miles, and the caretaker of the cabin here, a young guy, was telling me that the next 4 miles is considered to be, by many people, the toughest section of the Appalachian Trail, and that probably a good idea that I just break here, because I was going to go on if it wasn't raining, but the rain really made up my mind for me. And so I've got a tough hike out tomorrow, I can see that. Now, when I say tough hike, I mean it is rugged country. It is steep, it is slippery, it is not conducive to safety. You have to be on your toes all the time. So they put in all kinds of handholds and helps to on the very steep areas. But yet it's still very, very slippery and steep. Anyway, that's where I am right now. This is in the White Mountain area, just north of Lincoln, New Hampshire, where we're staying. We started in Vermont at Stony Brook, right where we left off. The TomTom in our car took us right up to the start-off point, and I made 13 miles the first day and another 13 the next day. And I was feeling pretty good, but my legs were pretty worn out from those two hikes. But I haven't missed any days. I made progress every day, and that's been excellent. Right now, the progress, though, has slowed considerably, and that's just the way it is. I'll just do my best to get through this and see how many miles I can get before we have to return on the 15th. I'll sign off for now.